For some analysis of today's meetings and a look ahead to tomorrow's multinational conference on Lebanon in Rome, we turn to Dennis Ross. He was the point person for the Middle East for President Bill Clinton and the first President Bush. Dennis Ross joins us from New York. And, Mr. Ross, you've been in positions similar to this. What are the risks and the opportunities for Condoleezza Rice in Rome tomorrow?
Well, I think the main risk is that she's going into a setting where she's likely to be much more isolated and alone than she might like to be. It's a paradox because on the one hand, everybody there probably shares the same basic objective. They want to see an end to this war now. They don't want Hezbollah to gain as a result of it. They don't want Hezbollah to be in a position where it can resume conflict again anytime soon. They want to see the Lebanese government extend its authority to the south. They want to see the Lebanese army there, and they even want to see an international force presence there. The problem is that while they agree on that, they don't agree on exactly how to do it or when to do it, and they all want to focus on bringing the hostilities to an end right now, even if it means you aren't able to put in place a structure on the ground that will ensure that the ceasefire that you establish now is one that will hold. And she's on the other side of that. So the question is, how do you take, from her standpoint, what is the strategic convergence on the objectives and fashion a set of tactics that allows you to get from where you are to that point?
So what does she do? What path does she tread?
Well, I think what she has to say is, A, let's focus on what we agree on, not on what we disagree on. Let's focus on how do we create an Arab umbrella, an international umbrella for the Lebanese government to assume responsibility for itself. Let's establish the plan right now. Let's agree that the Lebanese will extend their authority. Let's help them do so, and let's also create a donor effort to begin to reconstruct Lebanon.
So you say
all that is what we agree on.
So you say focus on what you agree on. What about areas where there's disagreement, the question of whether or not there should be a negotiated ceasefire right now?
I think what she has to do there is basically say none of us wants a ceasefire that collapses after 2 hours. We all want a ceasefire right now, so let's see if we can put this plan in place and let's see if we can agree on international force that can help the Lebanese army to deploy. If we have that in hand, I then feel confident that we can produce a ceasefire.
But while civilians are trying to get out of the country or at least get to safety, could or should the U.S. push Israel to at least enter into negotiations for a ceasefire so people can get to safety?
Well, let's put it this way. Why don't you reach an agreement where you create corridors for humanitarian assistance and you create corridors for evacuation? That, it seems to me, is something that you probably could work out on a relatively fast basis, and you need to because of the humanitarian considerations.
Now, as you said, you've sat at this table before, at least in a similar situation. One thing that's different now, some of the Arab nations, such as Saudi Arabia, have been somewhat critical of Hezbollah. What does that mean for Secretary Rice and her Middle East team?
Well, the good news is that you have a strategic convergence in terms of what everyone wants as an outcome. The Saudis have been critical of Hezbollah. They see them as serving an Iranian interest. They see that as working against the Saudi interests and all non-Islamist regimes. They don't want Hezbollah to win. This gives you a lot to work with. But the fact is, the Saudis are torn right now. And you listened to Mike Schuster's report beforehand. They're torn right now because they feel the near-term pressures that are created by the emotional backlash throughout the Arab world on the images of what and reality of what's happening within Lebanon. So what you have to do is take advantage of the strategic interests that they have and work with them now. What the key challenge is, get them to fashion an Arab plan for the immediate extension of the Lebanese government's authority to the south. Work with the Europeans on creating what will be an international force, and maybe the international force could include a Jordanian contingent. Produce a mandate for that, and then you're in a position to go to the Israelis with having a plan in hand.
Dennis Ross, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Dennis Ross is now a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.